Let's move on. With all that being said, I urge you and caution you to lose your interest and your connectivity of living a life dominated by your five senses or life in the flesh. Yes, get rid of the life lived by an undisciplined mind and unsubmitted heart where you can't see or hear anything I say. Don't place your values on natural abilities only, excluding me from the ranks. Don't try to do it all on yourself. The proverb says, lean not to your own understanding. Simple as that. Lean not to your own understanding. Turn your heart and trust your God to guide you into the way that you should go. It says, but instead, increase your time you spend with me till I fill you with treasures of wisdom from on high that causes you to mount up wings like eagles and soar in the high places of life. It says, don't give that old life without faith a second thought. Cast it away and run to be with me in my presence. Place your value on being closely connected with me and let it go. Let go of your tendency to live and respond to life lived by the flesh. Yes, cast that part of your life away. And keep on coming to me, stripping off every weight and unnecessary hindrance. Keep coming towards the appointment, destiny, and call with the intent to inquire or possess it that I have set before you with all of your heart. With all your heart means with all your heart means with all your willingness. Being willing that you're open to new ideas. That God can plant a thought in your mind and you're open to follow his direction in that way. With all your commitment, meaning maintaining what you have learned. Hold fast confession of your faith. Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. You're committed. You're not turning to the left. You're not turning to the right. You're disciplined to do what he says. This maintaining what you learn includes practice, regimen, and consistent application. With all your heart also means with dedication, meaning resilience or energy towards or focus to acquire. Meaning you got joy about what you go about doing. When you do something with all your heart, you don't have a dead spirit about you. You count it all joy. It may not feel like joy right now. It may not seem like joy right now, but you count it all joy right now. You count it all joy because you know the end result. You know the end result that which you have believed you receive, that which you desire of him, you shall acquire of him. And fortitude. If you come to him with all your heart, you come with fortitude, which is resistance to anything that wants to conform you back to the way you used to be. Maybe you had a food addiction and the enemy want to pull you back there. Whatever you come out of, that's typically what the enemy will try to pull you back into. Maybe you smoked. Maybe you judged people. Maybe you looked at the wrong thing on television. But whatever it is, when you are coming, he said, come with all your heart with weeping and fasting. When you come with all your heart, you have resilience, resistance. I'm not going back to the way I used to be. Some things you need to give up for life. That's between you and God what that is. Some things you just don't touch it anymore. You want to stay free from it? Don't go back to it. Let it die. I heard one minister say some time ago, he said, to overcome a situation or anything in your life, one of the things you do is you stop feeding it. It'll starve. It'll die. Get it out from before your eyes and get it out of your ears and don't talk about it no more. It'll die. And get your eyes on him and you'll begin to live. He said to this effect, he said, you got to get that replaced because the enemy comes back to an empty house. You got to get your mind filled with the word of God or else the enemy will come back to an empty mind. If your mind is not full of the word of God, then the enemy will tempt you with the same old junk. He told of a story of a lady who was delivered from alcohol, and she had been delivered for maybe 10, 15, I don't know, a long time, a bunch of years. And she was flowed in the Holy Ghost and power and whatnot. And so she decided to go back to the old bar to witness to her, some of her friends. And she said she found herself taking her finger and going around the glass of another lady's drink. She realized she needed to get out of there because she was addicted to alcohol. That wasn't a place for her to be. After being under the power of God for 10 or 15 years, that wasn't her place to be. She don't need to minister to people alcoholic because she had a formal relationship that need to remain dead and buried. And if there's things in your life that keep popping up, keep popping up, keep popping up, you need to cut it off for life. And that's between you and God what that is. Amen. It goes on to say, resistance to anything that wants to conform you back to the way you used to be. Being willing to suffer for a time the pain of change, which includes the process of learning new daily habits of which your natural side may resist such change and discipline, because this discipline causes discomfort and is unfamiliar to it. When you make a decision, I'm not going back there, I'm not doing that anymore, the Bible tells us to crucify the flesh. And when you crucify something, it doesn't die instantly. It suffers a while. It suffers a while. It hurts a while. When you get up in the morning and you spend time in prayer and you ain't used to it, and your flesh is being crucified, it may suffer a little while. I don't want to get up. I don't want to pray. I don't want to do this. But you're putting your body, Paul said, I beat my body. I make it my slave. He kept himself under. This is something he did. This is a man that seen Jesus, perhaps been to heaven multiple times. Still, he had to put his body under. And God is calling us to have an intimate relationship with him. And if I have time to get to it, because there is an assignment. God is looking for somebody he can trust with portions of his kingdom. There's a world of darkness out there, and he's looking for somebody to do like Moses and Aaron when the curse broke out, the plague broke out. And Moses said, quick, take some fire off the altar and go in the midst. And when Aaron went in the midst, it stopped the plague that was flowing because the people had sinned. And God needs people to go in dark places and stand in the midst and be a light. But you can't be a light if you're not in your secret place.